I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these we now have, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. As a deer painteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real
joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you desire, and I long to worship thee.
For we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He consider the lily, then you will know. For we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy, a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lily, then you will know. For we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lily, then you will know. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
We should sing, my hope is in the Word. Because the Lord can be anything, mm-hmm. but the Word can't be anything. My hope is in the Word from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Word. Like, that's what you and I have, keeps you and I stabilized.
That's right.
It's the Word of God. That's all we can go by. Because God has put His Word above His very name. And Jesus, when he was in the garden, he was wanting to get away from this horror that was just laying ahead of him. And he prayed that it would be spared that cup. But see, it was the Word that guided him to Calvary. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Word. And that's what we use to stabilize us. And we see that by the young man that got assassinated, Charlie Kirk. He was a tremendous powerhouse throughout for the years, and going after these universities and these schools, try to wake up the youth, you know, try to inspire them of Christianity, of the Lord. And now I guess the devil didn't like him, so he assassinated him. Because it's not any more Democrat and Republican. It's not any more. It's all about good and evil. It's all about Satan and Jesus. It's all about Satan and the Word of God. That's what this fight is all about that we're in here right now. And that's we're just down in these closing days of time. And the only thing that you and I can go by that encourages us, we have to stick with the Word of God. And we're the last pieces to the apostle. We're the last of the last frontier from that, what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. Now there's a lot of people that are going to go to heaven that don't believe what we believe, if you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. They're just on a different frequency. They just come up on a different, there's a different requirement for them. But we're the last of the last of that thing that Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I sent. I will send, and he sent the seven star, the seven angels back in Revelation, and we're the last of the last of the church age to lead us here. It's the last church age is lead us here, and that Brother Brennan was the beginning of that voice, because he says in the days of the voice when he shall begin to sound, and we're the last leg of the journey. This is it. If you can get yourself to believe what we're saying here, we're just quoting scripture. We're just behind, guided by that word. So we put our hope in. That's where we put our trust in. And when they assassinate that young man, that Charlie Kirk, it doesn't really rattle us, because we guided by the word, because we know where we are living in time, when we know exactly what's up the road here. There's a civil war coming, and all this does is just hurries up that civil war, mm-hmm. because you can't be playing pussyfoot anymore.
No, because, you know, we're living in a, when it says in Ecclesiastes, I believe, there's a time for everything. There's a season for rest. There's a season for planting. But we're in that season that's war. You can see it all around it. Even Jesus spoke of it. Wars and rumors of wars. And that's the season we're actually living in, is that you see war all around you.
You can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the nature of the beast. That's where we are in time. Heavenly Father, we want to stop for a moment in time, Lord, just to give you thanks for another day of protection, another day of life, another way the way you're dealing with us, Lord. You've allowed us to see your word. You've allowed us to see where we are in time, and it stabilizes us to know that what's up the road here, because we see the blueprint in your word, Lord. We see the blueprint and that vision that you, that script that you gave to George Washington through that angel when he came down and talked to him. And told him what's waiting on America, and we're just on the threshold. We just entered in yesterday into that time of frame where it's going to happen, where it's going to be activated. That George Washington's vision, that civil war where he said there's going to be more bloodshed in his last war than any of the other two wars combined. And we see it's getting ready, and we see it implementing, and now it's being activated through, we know where we are at time, it's being activated through the assassination of that Charlie Kirk, Lord. This is the turning point for the United States of America, where it's going to go into cleaning out, it's going to go into that civil war, and there's no more retreat, there's no more turning back to it. And just know we found that out by knowing what your word says. We didn't find it out by some theory or some prophecy. We find it out by putting our trust in the word of God, Lord. We just pray you continue to do it as you see fit, leading, guided, by the dead of your spirit. Help us to be obedient to your spirit, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And that's where we are in time. That's what has stabilized us. The word of God. That's why we'd be very discouraged if we didn't know what we know today. If we didn't know where we are in time. This is the key. If you don't know where you are in time, and if you don't, if you don't know the turn of events that's happening, that's going to happen just before us here, then you get very discouraged, because see the Lord, back in the day, he gave us the scriptures. He gave us the principle of that, of the seven church age messages, of the grace age, where we are at that. And we got it simply by these two men, these two great men, Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, we're in that channel, we're in that chapter, we're in that frequency that has kept us stable and stabilized us. And that's where we got the principle of the midnight cry. Mm-hmm. Without them, we wouldn't know what the midnight cry even means. But with them, we put it all together, and we're the last leg of that journey when Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And the last church of Laodicea, he sent Brother Jackson and then, or Brother Brenham. And then the fact that that word is begin, when he shall begin to sound, he only began with the vocal cords of Brother Brenham, and then he took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson, and then he took our vocal cords, and we're just doing, we're just continuing on where these people left off, right from back when Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. And then in the first book of Revelation, John turns around and he sees them. He sees these seven stars. These represent the seven angels. To the seven church ages of Laodicea, and Laodicea has been the last church age, and now we are the last leg of that journey, mm-hmm. whether people like it or not, whether they believe it or not. And throughout that journey, he gave us the revelation of the midnight cry, which happened in 1963, and it began, Laodicea began in 1906, and anybody that has grade 3 education, he can do the math. You can all do it yourself. We don't have to do it for you. And if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're trying to say here, then you'll be in that number. You'll have nothing to worry about. But it's because we know what we know, because we have established ourselves in the Word of God, that we know exactly where we are in time. And these things, these assassinations, it does not shake us, because we know that not even a sparrow will fall without him knowing. Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's off the seat of mercy. He has now evolved into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it's not going to go into reverse anymore. It's going to go right through the finish line, right up to the day of the Lord. We can give you exactly the day and hour that we're now living in. We do not know the day of the rapture, because we're not interested in the rapture. We're interested in the restoration of Israel. That is what keeps us stabilized. If we go out there, everybody predicts that rapture will happen on September the 25th. Well, I'm afraid September 25 will come and go. And then they predict this, they predict that. But see, we're stabilizing ourselves with the Word of God, because we do not know the day of the rapture. But we do know the day of that restoration of Israel, which began October the 15th, 2021. Just that simple. And because we know that, we can stabilize ourselves. And these things that are happening, they don't shake us. When that civil war will be on the way, it won't shake us, because we know that has to happen to bring on that millennial reign, to bring on the day of the Lord. We just go by the Scripture. Our hope is in the Scripture. Our hope is in the Word. And like I said, the Lord can be anything. God can be anything to anybody. But that Word can't be anything to anybody. Mm-hmm. You just know how, what you hear, who you listen to. There's a lot of perverts out there. They're taking the Scripture, they're taking the Word, and they're perverting it. They have absolutely nothing there to stabilize them. Like you and I, we have something to stabilize ourselves. We have that Word that Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. That is the only thing that stabilizes. That's the only thing that keeps us on that track, on that channel. If we wouldn't have that, you would have no reason to believe us, because we're just another one of those people that's out here beating his gums together, doing our own thing. But we're not doing our own thing. We got the Scriptures to line us up where we are at time. That's why we cannot be discouraged when somebody assassinates somebody, because it's all gearing toward that civil war. It's all gearing now. Like you were saying, there's a time of peace, but right now what's on it is a time of war. It's just that simple. That's the hour and time we're living in. Nothing shakes us, because now we know that Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and little by little, he's going to implement his program, and he's going to do it. And then up the road here, there's the day of the Lord, where the planet will reel to and fro like a drunk man. And they'll say to the mountains, fall on us. They'll say to the rocks, hide us from him that sits on the white horse, when the heavens will be rolled back, and they will see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. and power and great glory. That's the hour we're living. It's in our generation, because back in the day, in the early 90s, the Lord woke me up, saying I'm coming soon. I knew that Jesus is coming in my lifetime, and I always asked the Lord, help me to find my place in Christ. Help me to be faithful of the things that you've allowed me to see and show, and that we've been able to bring it out there via the scripture. That's why we keep going back to what Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. And like we say, there's going to be eternal life outside of what we're saying and doing. But it's the last leg of this journey, and once that rapture happens, once that marriage supper of the Lamb is on, the world goes into another chapter. It goes into, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. Then you're going to have to give your life, and you're going to go end up on that sea of glass. Everything that we say and do is backed up by scripture. We can't go off that channel and come up with our own ideas, with our own principles. Oh, I had a prophecy. Oh, I had a vision. Oh, I had this, that, and the other. Oh, the Lord spoke to me. Well, he did speak to me back in the day, but it's all tied together with the scripture. It's all tied together with the day and hour that we're now living in. And it's not, nothing shakes us, because we know that Jesus Christ is off the seat of mercy. He's no more high priest. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. And he's going to get the job done. It's not anymore about the Republic or the Democrat. It's now about good and evil. It's about Satan and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the winner. He's going to get the job done, because he has thousands and thousands of angels on his side to help him portray this thing and bring this thing to completion and bring it right down to the finish line where the day of the Lord will be implemented.
You know, when you go to the creation of man, you come to the flood, and I believe like there's three major transitions that we have witnessed so far in the Bible. Is in the days of Noah, I can really identify with Enoch, because he was the last of that pure seed mm-hmm. of Adam's line.
Mm-hmm.
And I could really identify him, because he was the last of that pure seed. And then you come into a totally different era when, after the flood, the new beginning started. And then when you come to the crucifixion there, coming out of the law age into the grace age, there was a great transition happening. And people that, like, let's say Anna and Simeon in the temple, they were the last of that seed from that old covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed that this is the Messiah. And then they were happy to just go on into the regions beyond. And that was a different transition taking place. And you come to this era now, like you were saying, like from Brother Brenham, from the Laodicea church age, we know what God did in the Laodicea church. Wonder, great and wondrous things. And then Brother Brenham, Brother Jackson, he continued. And that is that star that Jesus held in his right hand. That's that star messenger that led the church through this era. And we are the last of those, let's say, pilgrims. There's really pilgrims. We were pilgrim through this world. And I can understand why people don't understand us from where we're coming at, because we are going to be totally at a different lot. Just like when Daniel wanted to understand things that are happening in this hour of time, he said, Daniel, you'll go to sleep in your lot. You will go to sleep in your group of people. It was a certain group of people. And here in this hour, we are going to be in that lot with that channel that God had for the Laodicea church. And that's going to be our lot. And I can understand when people don't understand us. It's because, see, they're transitioning into the next era. Mm-hmm. And they're transitioning into the millennium kingdom, where there's the mortals will go into that. Now, I believe there are Christians, but they will have to give their lives, because in order to gain immortality for that grace age period that overlaps here in the week of Daniel, because of the Christianity in the 2,000 years of the grace age, it kind of overlaps into the week of Daniel, the foolish virgin and Christianity, because they did not follow the channel that God had for the Laodicea church hour. They will be martyred for their faith and go into that place where they're going to be on the sea of glass, where they're going to gain immortality. And they are going to be in the spirit when Jesus comes to rule and reign. And like for most part, when you can see in America, it is really the mortals getting ready for the millennium period. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see all the wars happening, because you will realize the devil is losing grip. When you look at America, how they're starting to build, coming into the Constitution more, into Americanism, into God and country. See, it's a totally a different phase for America. If you will only open your understanding and see, it's no more, you're no longer in the grace age period. It's a totally a different era that we're living in. And that's why you will see these enemies of God. It's really the enemies of God that are going to have to be, they're going to meet their destruction. Because up until now, they had free reigns in the American universities. Mm-hmm. They could send in, like, let's say Qatar. I believe these countries over there had a role to play with his assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can see Qatar, they're a very wealthy country. They're a small country, but they have a lot of oil. So what they do, they ship money into the universities so they can push their narrative. That's why it's so dangerous to know who you accept money from, who you accept aid from, because then you become obligated mm-hmm. to promote what these people are doing. That's why you have to be so careful who you associate with, because that spirit can infiltrate and have control. That's what happened to the American universities. They were sitting ducks. Those children were so brainwashed, they didn't even know what America was all about anymore. History was taken out. They were brainwashed to hate America, just like the Palestinians over and those Muslims are brainwashed to hate the Jews. It's such a hatred, a tense hatred for the things of God. And that's what you're seeing going to play out. In a sense, you can see the wrath of the devil.
Yeah.
He comes down having great wrath, and because he knows his time is short. He doesn't have much time left.
Take it down to the day.
Uh-huh, then he gets chained up for 1,000 years, and he realizes that that's why he's running rampant here in this last period of time that we have before that millennium sets in.
And that's like you were saying, Qatar, just came to me that Charlie Kirk, he was in these universities mm-hmm. combating that Qatari
strike, right.
Like mm-hmm. you were saying. They put in billions and billions of dollars to brainwash the youth, because mm-hmm. that's the devil's king, the devil's plea.
Right.
If he can brainwash the youth, then he's got it. But here his young man, his Charlie, he was stopping and pushing mm-hmm. all that stuff back, and they kept pouring in millions and millions, and then they get this guy by the name of Tucker Carlson, all these people to side with them, and they just give them money, and now they got the youth. But see, that Charlie Kirk, he was a threat to them, and I can see them paying big time money to get him assassinated, to take him out, but at the end of the day, it's still all part of that program that the Lord allowed it, like a sparrow. A sparrow does not fall without God knowing that that sparrow just fell. How much more a man like Charlie Kirk, he allowed it mm-hmm. to happen because he wants to bring on that civil war, because now is the time of war, and because this thing has to move forward, it has to gallop forward, because knowing the day and hour that we're now living in, so that the day of the Lord can be heard, so that the day of the Lord, when it's going to be, it's going to be right on time, because we are now in that season of war. Just that simple. No matter how hard Trump tries to stop it, it's just the season that we're now living in. And now with this being activated, he's going to just have to realize that the Qatar and all these Arab countries and all these people, they don't mean well for the States. Mm-hmm. They mean their destruction.
Absolutely. I was thinking the other day, this is kind of like when growing up, living in Morden area and on a colony, whenever we went to Morden town, we passed an old building there. It was, and they always, whenever we would go past that building, they would say, this is an old ballroom. That's where they came and, like in the barn, they would sing and dance, an old dance hall. And every time we went past there, it was a past era for that, past era. And that's what you're going to see with the churches of America, because we're entering into a different era. Those churches out there, they have, it's going to be a past era.
They serve their purpose.
Yes, they serve their purpose. It's going to be just like that old dance hall, that old ballroom that was empty and dilapidated, old and run down and ready to collapse. That's what you're going to see with time. These churches, people are going to pass, that used to be, just like when they do excavation in Israel. There they can find all the city of David, and they can find synagogues. See, that used to be the synagogues. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be what's going to happen to the generations down. They will look and see the history of what has happened and what has been in the Grace Age era. And it's really, we're living in a very historic era, because in history, this will be written off. This era, because it is just like everything. The Noah's time, we can read about Noah's time, we can read about Jesus' time, and this is going to be the same thing. The 2,000 years of the Grace Age is now into history. It's no more in the present. It's now in history. We are moving into the millennium.
Yeah, back in the day when Jesus was here, and then when he died at Calvary, then everything transitioned into a different era.
Mm-hmm.
The time for circumcision, the time for doing the sacrifice, it was over. It had done served its purpose, and everything was moving into a different era. Everything was moving into the Grace Age, and now it's water baptism instead of circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's water baptism in Jesus' name, by immersion, by repenting, and now everything is changing. It's a transition era, and look at what these Christians had to go through to bring in that transition period.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring in that new era. They were persecuted, they were hunted down simply because they didn't believe in baptism and circumcision anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples, Paul and all them, Paul spent all his life trying to convince the Jew transition. Circumcision is over. You know, there's no need to get circumcised anymore. Is that done served its purpose? And that's exactly where you and I are at.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a hard time, a hard road to hoe, to tell people that water baptism is over. Is it done served its purpose? Now we're entering into another era. We're turning the corner. We're in a transition period, or like you said, it's going on into the millennium. It's going into something else. Now it's all you have to do, if you can get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying is true. Now all you have to do to get to heaven is believe the message for your day. And when you analyze it, it's always been the message for your day. Back in the days of the Apostle Paul, it was believing the message for your day. Yeah, but there was things tied to it. And here's the same thing. If you can get yourself to believe that what we're saying is true, we're the last leg of that journey, and all you got to do is believe what we're saying, and you will be somehow at that marriage supper of the Lamb, because it's all about believing the message for your day. It has always been and will always be the message for your day, because there comes a time, like I say, when there's a transition period, and then people don't want to, they don't want to transition, you know, they don't, they're used to, they're accustomed to their old ways,
mm-hmm.
but now here we're coming into a new era, and it's going to be a hard sell. That's why you and I, we can't find nobody that'll agree with us, that's on the same page with us, like that girl we were talking to yesterday. She's into still, into something that happened way back then, when the devil used these women ministries, you know, he was coming out with these women power, women ministry,
women
Bible study, women mm-hmm. teachings, and empowering women. They got the right word. I was in that era. I saw exactly what's transitioning back in the day. I went to down in Bakersfield, and I went looking for a place where I could go to church, and I saw these women with the Bible, and I went to ask them if there's a church that's open. And so they said, no, we have a woman's Bible study, just women only. And then that girl that we talked to yesterday, she's caught up in that. And
mm-hmm.
it's history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even convince her to move into the new era about William Branham and, mm-hmm. and things of that nature, mm-hmm. things that we do believe in. And so it's going to be very hard sell. That's why we can't. Nobody believes us. We can't associate with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Enoch. He couldn't associate with anybody else because there was nobody that was on his page.
Mm-hmm.
Not even his family was on his page because he stood all alone. Because it was kind of coming to a transition period and the devil had won out and he was taking the people out to the flood. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Like you can see that a lot of these movements are going to just fall short because they were never of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, God only works in a certain channel, just like when you will go to the genealogy line. Everything in the line of when you go to Adam, it takes you right to Jesus. That's a genealogy. That's the line of God. See, that's the same way he works with the channel that he used in the grace age. Like you can take the seven stars. That's the same kind of, it's not a genealogy, but it's a channel that God works through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can see all of these movements will fall short. Like in the time of Paul, there were a lot of movements too. And people taking people out in the desert. And in the end, they were destroyed and they were killed. And you can read about those movements that happened there. And the same way here, those are just movements. And in the end, they're going to meet their destruction because they're not part of the vine that God has. They're not part of the branch and that connects to the vine, that connects to the Lord Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
and connects to God. And then that's why these things will just vaporize because they never came from God.
They never were part of God's
mm-hmm.
program. And then the devil, he puts up, but when God puts something up, there's the devil like a dirty shirt trying to copy what God is doing.
That's right.
And that's exactly what you see happening. We're at the end of the thing, and now it's completely happened as of yesterday. You're going to see America turn into a different, it's going to be a different chapter for America. It's going to be activated,
mm-hmm.
that George Washington III rule over America, because it can't move forward without that civil war.
Yeah,
it has
kind
to
of,
be purified.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the Revolutionary War, there was a gunshot fired. That gunshot started the beginning of the war. You can always, they will always say that gunshot was the beginning of the war. That's the same way here. You can see that something happened yesterday in the spirit realm even. There
mm-hmm.
was now a something that alerted people. We are not living in a time that's peace. We're living in a time that's war. You know, you have to fight for what is right, for what is belongs to America. not to these foreign countries out there that were infiltrating and destroying. And that's that dark omen that George Washington saw invading America. That dark omen will have to
pull back
because it has no room in this country. This country was founded on God and country, on Christian principles, and it cannot, nothing else can take that place. That is the foundation, and on that foundation it will return.
Amen to that. We're just bringing it out, like we're saying, the last leg of the journey, the last of the frontier, the last of the pilgrimages for the happened in the last 2,000 years. There's only given 2,000 years of the grace age, and then it transitions into the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then once that rapture happens, it transitions into blessed he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. We're getting all our information from the scripture, from the word of God. We don't get it from some guy coming out and prophesying, because there again, we go by the word. It says tongues will cease and prophecies will fail. You can prophesy today and then it doesn't happen, and because the Bible says prophecy will fail. But the word of God endured forever, and that's what we're that's the chapter that we're hanging on to for dear life, because our very existence depends on it. That's why nothing moves outside of that channel, and if something is outside of that channel, it's not going to happen. It's not going to evolve into anything. It's just going to evolve into confusion and chaos, because Satan is the author of it. And here, like I say, we're holding on to the word of God. This thing with this assassination attempt, it doesn't shake us, because that Charlie Kirk, he was a tremendous, powerful force. All these billions and billions of dollars that these countries over there have invested into the education system, into the school system, to brainwash the youth, to brainwash the public, to brainwash the people that they go out and march against the supporting the Hamas. That's all infiltrated by Qatar, by spending in millions of dollars to brainwash the youth. And now you got it. Now that shot, like you were saying, they took the shot to start up that Second World War. I think it was actually the War of Independence from Britain.
Yes, I think it was the Revolutionary War.
Here again,
it
was that one shot that determined yesterday what happened. Now it's all going into a different frequency, a different era. You're going to see it. As time goes on, you're going to be looking back. Just when your time goes on, you look back at that one shot that happened back in the War of Independence. You're going to look back at that one shot that happened yesterday, and that started the whole ball rolling. And there's no more stopping it, because it's all in the spirit realm.
That's right. And Brother Brenham, he often said, when the bride knows who they are, they'll be out of here. And you're coming to that place where you really know that this world you cannot identify with it anymore, and you can't identify with people anymore, because we're from a different lot.
The best thing the Lord could do for you and I is to bring us together, because if he wouldn't have brought us together, where would we be? Where would I be out there all alone? I wouldn't have a prayer. I wouldn't have a chance. I'd see he brought us together. Now when we look back, nobody believes us. Nobody supports us. Nobody stands with us. See, the fact that he brought you and I together, and guess what the devil did? Right away, right as soon as we got together, started renting a room, sold my place, and began to rent a place from you. And then all of a sudden, everybody was on our case. And then the good thing, you went to the Lord. Lord, what's going on? Ever since you put us together, we've been harassed, persecuted. And the Lord told you, right, into your spirit, spoke to you to hold on to this truth. And that's why we can honestly and truthfully say, we're the last leg of the journey. We're the last frontier. We're the last pilgrimages. Because now it has evolved into something completely different. It's evolved into that blessed is he that is going to, it's evolved into the invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is now the chapter. This is just like, now it's the time for war. It's no more time for peace. There's only so much time given to the people. Even God, he holds time so mm-hmm. sacredly, and he just watches as time came. And when the fullness of time came, there was that angel talking to Mary about the beginning of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now that time has come as of yesterday when that shot was fired. There's the time now for that civil war to be activated. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see it. You look back and you see it exactly the way we see it, because we're going via the scriptures. We're not going outside of the scriptures. And that's what we've always done. All my life when I look back, I have led and guided by the scriptures. There was things that coming up. I can't go along with that because it's not scripturally based. At the end of the day, I'm going to be looking like a fool if I follow that thing. And sure enough, as time went on, it was exactly as the scripture said. That's why we can stabilize ourselves by going back to the scripture. We know exactly what's going on because the Lord gave us the midnight cry in 1963, October the 28th, 1963. From there, you can put everything together once you get the revelation. I know you can go out there and read at midnight there was a cry, but it's just words. It doesn't mean a thing. But until the Lord opens it up, until you get the revelation and the importance of that midnight cry, then you can see the whole entire. You can put it out there in print. You can put it out to the world. Exactly on that day will be the day of the Lord. Exactly on that day will be the middle of the week of Daniel. Exactly on that day, October the 15th, 2021, will be the beginning of the 7 years that's allotted to the Jews. The restoration of the Israel. Mm-hmm. The restoration of Jews. Just like back when the disciples asked Jesus, will you at that time once again restore Israel? No, it's not for you to know, because you're not going to be living in that time frame. But you and I, we're living in that time frame. And you can take it to the bank, because at the end of the day, you're going to find out it's exactly 100% true, because we're going via the scriptures. And like I said, God has put his word above his very name. That's where we're living in time. We'll give you right to the day. In fact, you can go do it yourself. You can go pick October the 15th, 2021. You can count 7 years from there. Then the day of the Lord is on. Mm-hmm. You want to pray?
Heavenly Father, we come before you. Give you thanks for everything you've allowed us to see in the hour of time we're living. Because we see the signs of the times all around us, Lord, where there's wars and rumors of wars. We know we're in that season of time, Lord. We just pray your hand of protection on that Kirk family, Lord. He has two small children and a wife. So we just pray for their comfort and their guidance, Lord, and for America, Lord, in the hour of this tragedy that's happened, you know. And it's a sad situation, but you know, in the end, you'll be glorified. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.